Parliament has passed the Income Tax Amendment Bill 2016. The bill amended the Income Tax Act passed by the House in December last year. With the passage, the Ghana Revenue Authority now has the mandate to legally stop the collection of the 1% income interest on investments such as treasury bills, fixed income deposit, interest from banks, among others by individuals. The new act also reduces the withholding tax on service fees from 15% to 7.5%. Government suspended the implementation of the law following public agitation. Moving the motion for the approval of the amendments, Deputy Minister of Finance Kessie Olatunfonsun explained the objective of the bill.
The object of the bill is to amend the Income Tax Act 2015, the Act 896, to provide for the exemption from tax of interest paid to an individual by a resident financial institution or to an individual on bonds issued by the government of Ghana, and to reduce the withholding tax on service fee paid to resident person. The Income Tax Act 2015, the Act 896, imposes a 1% tax on interest paid to an individual by a resident financial institution or on bonds issued by the government of Ghana. It also imposes 15% withholding tax on service fees paid to the resident person. Mr. Speaker, this amendment seeks to encourage individuals to patronize the issue of corporate and municipal bonds for financing business operations and local government projects, which commences in 2016. The bill further seeks to reduce the withholding tax on service fees to avoid the eroding the working capital of service providers.
The chairman of the Finance Committee, James Aveji, presented the report of the Finance Committee on the bill and said the amendment is to encourage savings and investment among Ghanaians.
The committee was informed that the bill seeks to promote savings, investment, and in corporate and government bonds. The committee, in its deliberations, considered the bill to be of an urgent nature and must be taken through all the stages in accordance with Article 106.13 of the Constitution and Order 119 of the Standing Orders of the House. The committee, upon a thorough examination of the bill, recommends to the House to adopt its report and pass the Income Tax Amendment Bill 2016 into law.